And so we've asked Dr. Tom, since it was such a blessing, if he would come and update the entire congregation on what's going on there. Please, Dr. Tom.
Okay. So if you weren't at the Pi Social, I came out with a big bag of cassette tapes and I dumped them on the floor to you know, make an impression upon everybody. And Patty was asking me if I was going to do the same thing here for the general report and decided not to. But I did bring one. How many of you in our congregation have accessed our podcast at least from time to time? Show of hands. The majority. So here's the question. Why do you do it? Why would somebody in our congregation go listen to a podcast? Just shout it out, please. Miss a Sunday. That's probably number one reason. Perhaps you want to listen again. That would be another reason. Maybe for some reason you couldn't listen to the entire sermon because there was a baby that needed tending to. Maybe you want to share it with somebody. That's another reason. Or perhaps you want to access some of the archives where the teachings are. For example, Monty's Ephesians study, since we're doing the book study on Wednesdays with Arnold. Or maybe you want to hear Keith sing again. That's always a possibility. Before I was here at Scandia, I was at another church where I was in charge of their tape ministry. And I'll tell you, it was pretty interesting how this would work. Depending on how good the sermon was, I would have to estimate how many people would be wanting one of these. And so while they were wrapping up the service, I was dutifully reproducing tapes, hoping that I was getting close to the number that would be in demand. And, you know, typically it was a dozen or so. And then, you know, invariably somebody would come up and say, can I get last week's sermon? Oh, that was, sure, that's kind of a pain, but do it. You know, and don't want to go back too many weeks because that was pretty hard. And then, the great thing about the podcast is that we can do all of that, but in a much grander way, a much grander way. There are two audiences when it comes to our podcast. Those that are physically here in our church that attend here, and those that don't. Back to the tape ministry for a minute. When we did the tape ministry, we'd always reproduce about 8 additional tapes, 8 to 12 roughly, because we had people outside of our church that were requesting sermons. We'd actually physically put the tape in an envelope and mail it to them. That was pretty wild. I always thought that was kind of exciting, really. And by the way, I just want to just personally thank the congregation for allowing me to do the podcast. Because when I would do these tape sermons, I would always be secretly thinking, gosh, it would be really neat if I could put like an intro on it and a musical thing. And you know, and so now I get to do it. We've been doing it for 6 years. So I get to play every Sunday, and I thank you for that. But you know, as great as our podcast is for us, as convenient, it's a convenient instant access to a searchable database from wherever you can get an internet connection. The fact that God is using our little country church's biblical teachings to speak to someone in a completely different location is simply amazing to me. We don't track stats on a regular basis here at Scandia for a number of reasons. There's some technical reasons, but really, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. If God is using our podcast to touch one person's life for the kingdom, it's all worth it. It is all worth it. But every January, because we do the Pi Social in February, I do check the stats, so I have something to say. I can tell you that we have been podcasting our sermons since February 2010. We have approximately 440 sermons online right now. And if you're doing the quick math, 440 sermons doesn't represent 6 years of work. It represents more. And that is because we have been busy building our Scandia Bible Church Classic Edition library, which when I say we, I really should mean my son Logan up there. Logan has been dutifully converting the Jim Allen teachings from the late 1990s and early 2000s from cassette tape over to MP3 and then podcasting out to the world. And that has been really exciting. Many in this congregation remember Jim's teachings. He visits here from time to time, but they are excellent teachings. And just the fact that we're able to take those teachings that have been in storage for so long and break them free from the imprisonment of this this format that is quickly moving to extinction is pretty exciting. Breathe new life into them. I don't want you to think that I'm setting you up to tell you that we have millions of downloads, because we don't. At least not yet. You know, God could do anything, I suppose. But if you start to put our numbers into a context that we can understand, it gets pretty exciting. Last time I checked, our congregation is represented by approximately 20 households, plus or minus there. So what if I was to tell you that based on the average number of downloads our sermons get every week, Monty and Keith would need to start preaching 6 services every Sunday? Take this congregation and multiply it by 6. That's pretty exciting. Each sermon gets about 115 downloads per year. So what does that mean? It means in the first month that it gets released, the sermon goes out on Sunday, in this first month, we're getting about half of those downloads. Half of that 115 is happening in the first 30 days. The other half of that 115 happens in the next 11 months. And then this is where it gets even more wild, in my opinion. What happens after at year 2 and year 3 and year 4? Well, I can tell you that about every year, that same sermon gets about 20 listens. 20. That would never happen in a tape ministry, because you would never be able to find the tape to reproduce. So that's just wild. And if we go back to the tape ministry for just a minute, if you do the math here, and I'm not counting the classic sermons I was just referring to, last year, conservatively speaking, we handed out 10,000 tapes. That is just wild. So here's the question. Who's listening? But maybe more importantly, how many of those tapes represent us? The short answer is I don't know exactly, but I can tell you this. In the spirit of the pie social, if we were to take that pie and take a small sliver of 30%, 30% represents the number of listeners that are coming from Seattle, Tacoma, which I would hazard to say is mostly us, but not completely. I know our neighbors probably listen in from time to time, and I know people in the greater, you know, region are listening as well. That means that the rest of the pie, 70% of the pie, is coming from listeners elsewhere. That's exciting. So where are those other 70%? Well, 85 to 90% are coming from the United States somewhere. And like I said at the Pie Social, let's just call it out. The majority, we have a very large contingency in Hawaii. I don't know why. It's just interesting. second largest comes from California. And then we have New York, we have Connecticut, we have South Carolina, Montana, Virginia, Massachusetts, Oregon, Maryland, Idaho, Alabama, New Jersey, Ohio, Washington, D.C. Obama's listening, apparently. you know, it's kind of fun because I recognize some of these people that are listening. Some of these people, shout out to those people, by the way, they used to attend here. And they've moved away, and yet they're still connected to us. That's exciting. 10 to 15% are coming from outside of the United States. Yes, China does listen, and yes, it could be Herschel. But we also have Brazil. And that's another exciting thing about the podcast, by the way. We have Brazil, we have the United Kingdom, we have Canada, Korea, France, South Africa, Estonia, and the Netherlands, just to name some. If you haven't been to our website in a while, I'd encourage you to do so. We are adding, like I said, a lot of classic sermons in addition to our current sermons. And since we have so many, sermons online now, I've been finding different ways to organize them and to allow people to listen to them. And one of the most exciting ways thus far is what I call our steeple study. And so what that means is, and you can find that in the upper top menu bar, it means that you can go and you can find a book that we've talked about, like Philemon. And you could look at Philemon, and you could hit the subscribe button, and it would give you all the Philemon sermons that have been done. It goes right there on your iPhone, for example. Or, let's say you want to go to Genesis. We've just started that series. Well, you could click subscribe, and that means that from moving forward, you would, every time a new Genesis study was or sermon was released, you could get it right there. And kind of filter out all the other ones. Let me read this. This is right off of our website under the Sermons tab. And then we're going to do something that has never been done before. I wrote, it's exciting to see the growth of our sermon library on the podcast, as it allows our local church body instant access to the rich biblical teaching from our pulpit from anywhere there is an internet connection. But as great as this expanding resource is to those in our congregation, it is humbling to see how God is using our little country church's podcast to spread his message to the ends of the earth. So whether you are physically with us on Sundays or sitting in a virtual pew many miles away, welcome. All right, I'm going to ask my daughter Paige to come in. Paige Lamar, please come in. Paige Lamar. Here we go. So, like I said, we're going to do something that's never been done. We have, 325 current Sunday sermon podcasts out there, roughly. And I thought, hey, why not do a live introduction right here? So, Paige is going to play Amazing Grace. And bear with me, if this really bombs, it's not going to happen. But and this is probably the last time I'll ever be asked to come up here again. just to give you some idea how the workflow goes, Monty or Keith will email me kind of what the sermon title is and what the introduction or kind of is at least it's a starting point. I'll take it. I'll work with it. And then we come up with what I'm about to read now. So here we go. The doctrine of creation is under attack. Today on Scandi Bible Church Podcast, Pastor Monty Seemau continues with our study in the very book of the Bible that's in the crosshairs of this threat, Genesis. It's a battle of worldviews whereby the entire foundation of Christianity from this first book of the Bible is being eroded, and that erosion has drastic effect on our understanding of the fall, sin, death, and the truth of the gospel. Because you see, if we can't trust Genesis 1:1, where exactly then do we start believing the Bible? And welcome to the Scandi Bible Church Podcast for Sunday, March 13th, 2016. We'd like to invite you to visit our website at scandibiblechurch.org, where you can learn more about us, access past sermons, and can obtain the sermon notes for today's message. Plus, be sure to stay tuned to the very end of our sermon today to hear our annual podcast report. And now, let's join Pastor Monty Seemau with his message from the book of Genesis entitled, God the Creator. That's a first, everybody.